Pray that you'd calm her nerves and give her peace as she speaks to us. Give us ears to hear what you're doing in her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. So, thank you for letting me be here and share some of my testimony with you guys this morning. It's such a blessing to be a part of this community. I'm so grateful to be here. So one of the main themes of my life with the Lord thus far has been the Lord teaching me to rest in his love as he delivers me from my fears. So I'm going to share a little bit about the beginning of that and then how he's been doing that most recently in my life. And the city of Charlottesville actually kind of bookends my journey with the Lord thus far. I grew up in a Christian home and my parents led me to the Lord when I was little, but it wasn't until we moved here when I was 13 that I really began to know the Lord as a friend and as someone who wanted to speak to me and who was with me. And when we moved away from Charlottesville when I was 16, that began a season of a lot of fear and hiding in my life. Because of some broken situations when I was a kid, I struggled with a lot of fear, and I learned just to be silent and not speak because that was safer. A lot of fear, a lot of lies that I was believing, and just really afraid of what people would think of me, afraid of the response. I felt like I wasn't enough, like I needed to be perfect to earn people's approval. And all of these fears influenced how I related to people and didn't have many friends, was very shy in this season. And all this carried over into my relationship with the Lord as well. I was afraid that he would leave if I messed up, or that he wouldn't be there, and that he wouldn't love me if I couldn't be perfect, which I obviously wasn't. But in that season, it was also when I started to play the guitar and worship Jesus alone in my room where no one could hear me. And it's just really sweet to look back and see that even though I was living in this cage of fear and lies and depression and not really wanting to be alive, Jesus was there. And he was singing over me and already proclaiming my freedom. So in between that and what the Lord's been doing most recently in my life, I joined YWAM, Youth with a Mission, and God just did so many amazing things during that season. He brought a lot of healing and freedom to my life through being a part of that community and being loved by those people. And then he called me from where I was with YWAM in South Africa to seminary, just north of Boston. And that's when he really began to teach me to rest in his love. I got pretty burnt out my last year in South Africa because of a difficult situation and because I didn't know how to rest. So the Lord brought me to seminary and began to teach me that I could rest in his love because his love was there no matter what I did or didn't do. And he would always be there. So I had a lot of fatigue from the burnout and got sick a lot during seminary. So some of it was just forced rest, do nothing, just be in my love. And during that time, the Lord graciously began to tear down this wall that I had built between me and him of my performance and my effort and the things that I thought I had to do, the things that other people told me I should do. And he tore down that wall and is still tearing that down, I think, so that I could receive his love in a deeper way. And all the fatigue and sickness kind of just got worse throughout seminary until the end of seminary. I could almost do almost nothing. So I rested and lived with my parents for about a year after seminary. And again, God was just deepening this, teaching me to rest in his love. And one of the ways that he did that was just through letting go of some of the things that I thought I should do or thought I was going to do, and just learning to trust in his love and that he knew where he wanted me to be and what I should do, even when I felt like I couldn't do anything. And I just felt like the Lord had me in this just holding place, this waiting place. I felt like I was in this cloud of confusion and doubt, and I couldn't see, didn't know where he wanted me to go, what he wanted me to do, didn't know when I was going to be able to do anything. And I was just sad and confused, but I just had to sit there and wait and be loved by him. And that is how I came here. Actually, one of my best friends decided to move down here, so I drove down here with her and had no idea what I was supposed to do, where I was supposed to be. But we visited this church when we were here. I stayed a few weeks with her, and I sat back there and just cried and told the Lord, I want to feel alive again. I want to feel your joy. And he's been answering that prayer. So, a little bit after that, I felt like the Lord was inviting me to move here. And I kept... Sorry. Thank you. And I kept getting this picture of Jesus. And he was standing with his arms outstretched. And he said, come be with me here, Kristen. Come be with me here. And I was like, well, what am I going to do there, Lord? don't normally move somewhere without something to do. And I had a lot of fear of just coming and meeting new people and joining a new community, just feeling very like weak emotionally and physically. And one of my biggest fears moving here that I told the Lord before I came, because I was going to live with my best friend, and she was moving here too. And I told the Lord before I moved, I said, Lord, I'm afraid that she is going to meet a guy and she's going to move away and I will be here alone. I don't know why that was my fear, but it happened. She met a guy and moved to Oregon in April, but I haven't been alone because Jesus has been with me. He's been walking through that with me. He's given me so many wonderful friends and community. So I'm really grateful. So it's been so sweet to see his goodness and how he's just provided what I needed, things for me to do in the right time, and things that I love and have wanted to grow in. Yeah, and he's given me strength and more healing since I've been here as well. So what I've learned from the past season is that he's with me. He's fighting for me, even when I can't see it, even when I don't know what he's doing, and he loves me. Even when I can't do anything. And he's been helping me to surrender so that I could receive what he wanted to give. And all along, he's preparing a beautiful and spacious place for me. So in closing, so I don't cry anymore, I would like to read a couple of verses from Psalm 27 that have just really, that psalm has just spoken to me my whole life. And the last couple of verses, I've just needed the reminder of those verses recently. So, Psalm 27, 13, and 14. I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord. I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Thank you.